This is the Taney County Commission, Monday, May 7th, 2012. This is that part of the meeting dubbed Preliminary Study Meeting, wherein we will be preparing for the 9 o'clock opening of County Commission, and during which time we will also take public comment.
You have two transfers, not one in here, by the way.
Right, he brought that up.
Election. We have to put that on the thing here. Have you gone through this, Danny, then?
No.
Why don't you go through it while I calculate this and I can pass the numbers to you guys.
This is judicial. CR is only the kind of different.
It
should be all across the board the same.
Yep.
So, perfect, thank you.
I stretched it out there so mine could have been ended. Or less, but it looked like 70. Estimated flat based upon the previous year, correct?
Yeah.
No.
Did we go up?
I don't think we did. Maybe we did. I don't think we did, because what we had done was estimated the following year, five less. We'll have to recheck.
I can pull that budget up and look real fast.
Are you done with the accounts payable?
Mm-hmm.
Can you pass those back down? In pass, you did.
What was this? Skinny week, wasn't it, for accounts payable?
righty then.
Guys, I saw something just now.
Who's writing this is? This for tire hauling.
It's for what?
Tire hauling, but there's. It costs us $3,162 to haul off the tires. We don't have we need some supporting documentation.
Was that during their cleanup?
Yep.
Huh?
Yes. Wait, we're going to
increase the. We cut that in half during that time, didn't we?
You want to tell them what's going on? I'd like to hold that one out until I get the supporting documentation, if that's all right with you. So all we got to do is fix this to say it's a transfer. There's also a transfer for elections, road and bridge to elections. No, sorry. Elections to road and bridge. Right?
Yeah.
It's right here.
So they did some work for R&B, is that what that is?
Election, road
R&B. R&B did some work for elections, right. Okay.
Capping, it's real good.
I want to hold this until
I think we
more documentation.
Yeah. They may have that too.
I'm going to remind you on these the RFQ, what we told Mr. Erickson when he was in here before was that the county commission would, because it was an RFQ and there were dollar amounts, we would do that and go through them rather than call on him.
That's not posted today.
Yeah, we moved it till next week. But good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Check that list. Some coffee.
No, I'm fine.
Do you want some coffee?
I would like that.
I'm good.
Black, please.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
by yet.
I forgot. Okay.
Did you look at those?
I haven't yet, sir.
Okay.
That's that one.
I just had an email in here from Linda. Did I even see that? I don't have it. Got it right here. A parka? Jim can loan you his coat.
I didn't touch the thermal, the thermostat, by the way. Didn't touch it.
It's the thermal.
I stopped. There's, my lips are so cold I couldn't form the words. No, it's cold in here. But don't touch that dial. Oh, I thought Randy was going to touch the dial.
No.
I thought the word absence proper. I was in the meeting because I was here via teleconference. I was I have to abstain. I can't vote, but I was in the meeting. Can I put Commissioner Sharp in the meeting in person, maybe? Because I was already in the meeting.
Okay.
At the very beginning.
Okay.
Commissioner Shiv Sharp is via teleconference. Because I even voted aye to go in, which I could. I actually made the motion to go in there. I just can't. Right. Yeah. However you want to fix that.
I thought it would move too well. Push through. I have a note on it, and I'll ask that we move it to.
Ron, I just changed a few things here. I wasn't absent. I had to abstain because I was with an executive, and then I actually entered the meeting because I was here part of the death call conference. So.
We're all set.
When you talk about that, I can bring this file.
Yes. As a matter of fact, when we first go into exec this afternoon, if you would do that, then we could take care of that up front.
Okay.
Right after boys camp.
Last week you guys said
Is it in? Did you guys notice if Westlaw was in here?
I did not see Westlaw in there.
I think it's in there. I thought I seen it in there, so I'm thinking last week.
Is Westlaw subscription termination?
It's not in the box.
It's not in the journal, and it's not in the box.
Is it one that we've passed up, though, Jim? That can we?
Yeah, if you've got it, we can just add it to the list.
Let's just add it.
Well, the point is, we've got exec this afternoon, and if I'm not mistaken, Frank has advised that we can, in fact, terminate that.
We have to get to a certain point and then terminate. We have to pay for
up to
12.
We're already past that point.
Can we move that into exec?
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the
executive contract negotiations.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission, Monday, May 7th, 2012, to order. I'd like to call on Commissioner Straffes to offer the opening prayer.
Please stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and Father, we thank you for the much-needed rain. And Lord, we just ask you to be with each commissioner and each elected official as they make their decisions today and this week, Father, that you're with them, that they consult with you, Father God, and that they, as they ask for wisdom, you say you will freely give it to us. And Father, we just ask you also to be with the leaders at the federal and the state level, Father, for them to make the right decisions for the people of this great country. Lord, we ask you to be with each serviceman and servicewoman who is abroad and that you would be with them, protect them, keep them safe until they're returned back at home. And Father, we just thank you for this great country that we live in, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mr. Strahan, if you'll lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Previous meeting minutes.
Motion to approve previous meeting minutes with corrections and changes for May. Let's do this in order. April 26th, April 30th, May 3rd.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve previous minutes dated April 22nd, April 30th, May 3rd with corrections and changes.
26th, not 22nd.
26th.
And if I said 22nd? Okay. Sorry.
To rehash that, it'll be April 26th, April 30th, and May 3rd. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Ron, I'll hand this to you when I'm done.
Accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers.
Motion to approve accounts payable checks 328908 through 328976. Warrants 5616. 5617, 5618, transfers from transfer station to Road and Bridge, transfers from elections to Road and Bridge, holding out check number 328912.
I'll second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks number 328908 through 328976, with the exception of check number 328912. Warrants 5616, 5617, 5618, transfers from transfer station to R&B, and transfers from elections to R&B. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. Bid procedure, aircraft maintenance provider and HVAC repair, gasoline, Mr. Erickson. Is that a signal?
Good morning, gentlemen. I actually have two bid openings scheduled for this morning. The aircraft maintenance one was posted or advertised at 9:20. For whatever reason, the other one I have for this morning is HVAC repair, and that is scheduled to open at 9:05. So, if it's okay with you. With the commission, I'd rather proceed with that one.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. We received one response. This is RFP number 201204-179. And as a refresher, this was for some required work that needed to be done to our existing system in order for it to operate correctly with the new computer temperature control system. One response, and as is my usual practice, I would ask that the commission instruct me to move forward with the one response or to relet. I think this is a rather unique situation here. We considered the possibility of sole source on this, and per your instructions, I went ahead with full bid.
If there are no objections from the other commissioners, I think you should move ahead.
How many? Just curious, how many people did you mail it out to?
I just usually send it out to normal. 4 or 5 was all in this case that were.
Because it's especially, I'm fine with moving forward.
Right. Okay. Per the instructions within the bid, it looks like this respondent has completed and signed the required submittal sheet and rendered 4 copies available for us to look through and discuss. I would ask for a period of time to go over this with Renee and come back. Maybe next Monday with a recommendation. I'm out until then.
Who is it from?
Temperature Control Company Incorporated, which was the vendor that the was recommended by the new computerized system. So
that's fine with me.
Do you think, Ron, that that's something that's going to take that much time to deliberate over once you look at it? My question is, it's something that you two could look at today, or do you need?
Well, actually, I could probably get with Renee right after the morning meetings and have something by this afternoon. Their price for the total work is $9,150.
Say that number again.
$9,150.
Okay.
I would just like her to take a look at it and make sure that that everything that's required to be done is covered within this these documents.
Well, then what I would like to do then is, when you get through, I'll postpone this award until 1 o'clock, and we can possibly award it today then.
Absolutely.
Got it.
You'd like to make a motion to that effect?
Motion to postpone to a definite time of 1 p.m. today, May 7th, for HVAC repair.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to postpone to the definite time of 1 p.m. today May 7th, HVAC repair discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Ron, we'll wait just a few minutes for your other opening, if that's all that you have, and we'll jump to something else. Is that all right?
I actually have...
You go ahead, then.
Recommendations that we could go into, if you want.
For?
And they're actually on the agenda, I think, at 9:15. Recommendations for...
Actually, we got them for 9:05, so we're good.
Oh, they're on 9:05?
The official posting is 9:05, so we're good.
All right, well, I have Mr. Hayes here to assist with our recommendations on the aggregate.
I don't want to do those till my, if you have them posted till 9:15 or 9:20.
The official posting, they gave him a ballpark number. The official posting that we are required is 9:05.
Okay, what I'm saying is if he sent the bid out for a certain time.
Oh.
Did you do that, Ron?
No. No, okay. I'm fine with it then. I just didn't know if you'd send it out for a certain time. We had it posted for a little previous time to that, so I didn't know.
And I, just so the record's straight, Mr. Strahan is wanting to allow anybody who might want to show up ample time to be here.
Right, right.
Well, we can certainly cover the other two. I mean,
let's
we've
do
got
that.
Three
let's,
recommendations let's to make. The other two are kind of...
Let's move to those first.
Simpler, maybe. On the bid number 201204-174, construction materials, which was opened on the 26th, and then we had, due to scheduling and other issues, we were scheduled for this morning to make a recommendation, and based on the bid responses, I'll let Mr. Hayes go ahead.
Based on our bid responses, we had two vendors, Meeks Building Center and Herman Lumber Company, and we're recommending Herman Lumber Company as they are the low bidder on the construction materials.
Motion to award construction materials to Herman Lumber.
A second.
Motion has been made and seconded to award the construction materials bid to Herman Lumber. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. Our other recommendation involves bid number 201203-172, which was for gasoline and diesel fuel. Also opened on the 26th, and for the same reasons as previously mentioned, we were scheduled for this morning to make a recommendation. And once again, I'll let Mr. Hayes take this and run with it.
With this bid, we also had two vendors respond to this, and we're recommending the two vendors were Petroleum Traders Corporation, Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Tri-Lakes Petroleum Company, Branson, Missouri. This bid, we're recommending Tri-Lakes Petroleum, Branson, Missouri, for this bid, as they are the cheapest per gallon.
Motion for approval to Tri-Lake Petroleum as the accepted vendor. And recommendation of Road and Bridge.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the bid of Tri-Lake Petroleum as recommended for gasoline and diesel fuel. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you. And that brings us to aggregate. I have two pages of tables reflecting bid tabulation recommendations, which I have copies of if the commission would like to follow us along.
I would.
A little bit complicated. page is the aggregate, and the second page is the other items that were included in the bid.
Let me state, before you begin, how refreshing it is to receive a breakdown like we just got.
Mm-hmm.
Something that we can understand, something we can see, something that we can easily compare. This is a great job, Mr. Erickson. It's a lot easier to look at, Randy, isn't it, than what we have? Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Well, on this sheet, the bold numbers are, or the bolded type are what we would recommend, and as a primary, and then the italicized indicates secondary, and then I'll let Mr. Hayes take it from there to explain that he's also going to recommend a third vendor's backup.
It's easy for me to see the bold. You're going to have to point out the italicized to me.
It has a slight slant to it. So, like in the aggregate, American Concrete and Rock, the third column would be the italicized. Sorry about that.
No, I see that now. Compared to the second column.
Right.
So that's number two choice? Okay. That's your secondary then?
Yes.
Okay, so you have a primary and a secondary.
Mm-hmm.
That's your recommendation here.
Then we're also awarding to Tabrock Asphalt in three quarries as far as the aggregate.
Let me have you start over, and I'm sorry for interrupting you. Ron, will you go back to what is it that the recommendation is for each, and then we'll list that as we go along for primary and secondary?
Certainly. APAC is being recommended for our primary source on aggregate.
Okay.
American Concrete and Rock is being recommended as a secondary supplier. And Table Rock Asphalt as a third or backup, if you will. And I'll let Mr. Hayes explain the reasoning behind that. That's staying strictly to the aggregate right now. We'll get to the other items here in just a moment.
Okay.
On the aggregate, we bid this. Our truck's picking up at the quarries and also delivered to three locations at our three main shop locations. With the four vendors that we had bid, basically three of them all have completed bids as far as cost loaded on trucks and cost delivered to various shops. And they vary a little in price, so we basically just we picked one vendor that had a completed bid on all items as kind of as a primary. One is a secondary, and one is a third option. We're going to award all three, basically. Of them quarries, APAC being first, American second, Table Rock Asphalt third. But as far as the, if we have a job close proximity to that particular quarry, they will, these supervisors have the option to go to that quarry. It's going to be more cost effective to them rather than go across
right.
County or 5-6 miles, 10 miles, whatever the case may be. We also have the delivered price of various materials to each shop location, so it gives them another option rather than put our trucks on the road spending time stockpiling to go and get the material. We can have a small amount delivered to a shop close proximity to their use load right there, go strictly to the job.
So which is great.
It just gives them another option and an advantage to us.
One second, guys.
I'm not understanding.
This is a new bowl. This is primary.
Right, right.
But secondary.
But I'm not understanding the secondary compared to the process here.
They have bid everything. That's the difference. So in case these guys run out, this is an option.
I know. I thought this was secondary.
It is third. Okay. For sure. Yeah.
but...
They could also, like, for example, it just depends on...
It's leaving the road and bridge a couple options. They can choose a quarry by location or quality of product.
Right.
I mean, that one may not have, because there, well, there were some specifics about stockpiling at the location, so this gives
basically
you guys the ability to...
An advantage, American may deliver at a cheaper price to a certain location. We can use them even though they're the secondary.
Right.
And then based on the chip material, if we have it delivered, it also has to meet the spec we require.
Right.
So if the first option doesn't meet the spec, we can go to the next option. It just gives us some choices.
And like, if you need to pick up, have it picked up, it's one location, you've got these options.
Right. We're in.
Now, we're not guaranteeing anybody any amount. I think the bid had nothing with guarantees, correct?
No minimum. Right.
Perfect. So would it be your suggestion that we... Look, I guess we might just take this as the entire exhibit and not have to list all this. What are you thinking, Ron? Mr.
Howell? Unless this is Exhibit A.
Yeah, page one is exhibit. Are you going to go through the second page next, or you want to take care of the first page first, Ron? What do you think, Mr. Erickson?
It's whatever you want to do.
Okay. Let's do that Exhibit A, and we'll just take it that way.
And then those bids will be entered into the record, then? Is it this?
Yep.
Is that the way you're doing that?
Mm-hmm. Just the whole document.
Okay. Should there be... language in the doc, as we do it in the document, as Randy's specific language there about the pickup and delivery and the difference in location, because
what I would prefer is that you come back to us with the language as you stated it in writing, and therefore we can enter that into the record with our motion, and we can do that also at 1 o'clock if that's okay.
That's what I would prefer too. That gives a clear picture when they see this document in there. That gives you a clear picture to go back and research. It's like I had a question or two that can be answered.
Can you two work on that for us by that time also?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's keep on going to the next.
Okay.
We may do the whole thing that way. Okay.
Okay. On the second page, we get into some of the other items which are listed by numerically on the left and.
Let's make the second page Exhibit B then, all right?
All right.
Regarding Area 2.0, asphalt materials furnished and delivered, we had one of the nine vendors, only one responded to that area. The same occurred with Item 3.0, emulsified asphalt materials furnished and delivered. We had one vendor respond. In both instances, it was Coastal Energy. Then on item four, the asphalt, we had one response there, and that was Table Rock Asphalt.
So now, this particular item, number four, this is the asphalt laid in place at various locations throughout the county.
Okay.
Then on item five, we did get four responses. American Materials, who you'll notice if you look closely, is italicized, so that's recommended as secondary. Clever Stone, Blevins Asphalt, and Table Rock Asphalt, which is bolded, and that's the one that I'll let Mr. Hayes explain.
You see the cost difference between Blevins Asphalt and Table Rock, but it's the location of the plant. This particular item under number five is where our trucks pick up at the plant, loaded on our trucks. So that's the reason for the recommendation to Table Rock Asphalt.
So even though it's a little more expensive, it costs us a lot less to go there and pick it up as well.
Yes, the location of the Blevins Asphalt plant, it kind of takes them out of
Mount Vernon.
Right. Then the other two items, that's a cold mix type material.
And that's real
competitive. And which we'll use a minimum amount of that this year, but it's be limited.
So Table Rock is also on item 6.1, recommended as primary, and I don't see that this is italicized, but I think
Margins
is
was the second. So. Now, this is the cold mixed material, the same material we use on a limited basis, but this is delivered to our three shop locations, delivered price.
Okay.
Item 7 is concrete furnished and delivered, and we had two responses there. We're designating Table Rock Asphalt. We're recommending them as primary and American as secondary. And then to item number 8 is, according to Mr. Hayes, the first time we've ever received any response on dirt. And so we have Mr. Stallcup, who submitted a response to our request for a bid for dirt, and we recommend an award to him. And then the last item is fog seal number 9, and Coastal Energy came in at 28 cents per square yard versus Blevins at 42 cents per square yard, so we recommend Coastal for fog seal.
Can I ask, because we're going to come back at 1 o'clock with this, is there a way you could make the bid a little easier for someone to read? Because if you look at our meeting minutes, sometimes the copies aren't that great, and to see italicized versus bold versus non-bold may be difficult for someone who pulls the actual document up versus saying primary, secondary, true share, 1, 2, 3, or whatever you want to say. If you could,
I'd rather have it just 1, 2, and 3. And
yeah, it just because I'm thinking if someone pulls the original document or wants a PSR a year from now, it just makes it a lot easier.
Well, again, this form was created for discussion and award purposes.
Right.
Once that's completed, then the actual finished bid tab would have be designed a little bit differently.
Okay.
Than you're suggesting, sure, certainly.
Well, his suggestion is that because normally this is what will go into the minutes, we need to make sure that it's the finished
that
tab
document
that you're working on.
Yeah, and this is what's going to be on our website and go out to all the vendors too.
You know, I wonder, how difficult would it be, Ron, for us looking at it here, if, for example, and it might be easy and it might not be easy, but those italicized numbers, to put them in a color or have one red? No, one too much?
I know
it's not going to show up in the record, but I'm talking about for us looking at
This
is so much better. This is a great document.
My practice on how I list vendors is in the order that I received the bid chronologically. So that's why APEC was the first one that I received regarding aggregate, and then Mansfield, etc. So I try to keep the vendors happy that way, that, you know, because every once in a while someone will say, well, how come I'm fifth on the list, you know, or whatever.
Okay.
So it's however I receive it chronologically, but in this case, when the bid tab's done and the award's made, you know, I'll change it where it's a little easier to read. It's easy as I can't make it to read.
So my suggestion, or our suggestion, I think, is that if we postpone this till 1 o'clock, y'all can come back with a motion that we could read into the record, because I think we're in agreement with
your recommendations.
Your recommendations.
Yeah. Okay. Then the motion to postpone to a definite time, aggregate road material, I guess it's, that covers everything, right?
Yeah.
And the concrete,
and
okay.
Let's just do A and B, how's that? A motion's been made to postpone to the definite time of 1 p.m. discussion regarding exhibits A and B for road and bridge materials discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm the aircraft maintenance provider. You said that's going to wait till.
No.
We're
good to go on.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Mr. Hayes.
Thank you, Randy.
For a short while. This is. RFP number 201204-175 is requested by Mr. Parent, airport manager, who was unavailable to attend this morning due to a medical situation that he had scheduled. This is a request for aircraft maintenance provider, and it's a request for proposal. And it's been out for quite a little while. I had talked to Mark about this as far as receiving any responses, and I've only received one response to this. The process that we intend to follow is if the commission so desires me to move forward and open this response, it'll be I will forward that to Mark, to Mr. Parent, and he will submit it to the airport board for their review and evaluation, after which they will come forward with a recommendation to the commission.
My suggestion is to move forward.
Yeah. Definitely with the approval of the airport board, their recommendation. I guess, Mark, I'd like to wait to be able to award this with
until after they, yeah, they meet tomorrow, but I'm thinking
we need to open and we need to move forward.
Yeah, I'm saying go ahead and open it, but don't.
Yeah, the situation is, I guess, that the current resident maintenance provider has decided to relocate to Florida or some southern state, I think, and so that leaves a vacancy. And if that's your choice, I will open now, Greg.
Okay. I have a question that I think that sometime we should consider. Bid procedures. There are a number of counties that have their purchasing director open them and then bring them. So they set a time and we don't, I mean, it's just something to discuss. It's not opened here. They're opened and then they're presented here and with recommendations. But go ahead. But it'd be a big difference with it.
Right, I've run into some things that I wouldn't do that.
We've tried it both ways since I've been here, and there's a whole lot less controversy when it gets opened in front of the commission. Not saying there's not still controversy, but there's a whole lot less.
Right.
This response is from a Mr. Rodney Getter, G-E-T-T-E-R, in St. Charles, from St. Charles, Missouri. And it looks like he has supplied the correct amount of copies as requested. And
let's see, they meet tomorrow, so we'll wait till after they.
I just want to make sure he signed the bid form. Did he find?
Yes, he signed. He did sign the bid form, and I will forward this on to Mr. Parent for him to put for the airport board.
Yeah, we'll do is wait for them. Whenever you hear back from them, you let us know, and we'll move on it.
All righty.
Danny, is that what you're thinking?
Yes.
Yeah, let most them definitely run with it.
Specialists that know more about that kind of stuff, and they sure don't want me flying their airplane.
I can assure you.
Do we want to then have this rescheduled for next Monday for award?
Well, wait, let the board let the
wait till we have a recommendation from the board.
Okay.
I'll let Nikki know so she can put that on the agenda.
Great. And you've added the insurance one for I think it's ready for next Monday. The insurance one is on Monday, so
yeah,
perfect.
That's all I have, gentlemen. Unless you have something for me.
Go post it.
Ron, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Layout you've laid out here for us.
You betcha. Thank you.
Ron, you will make those available. Do you make those available to all the participants?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Gentlemen, are we ready to discuss community task collaboration meeting, or are we going to move that forward?
seen, you, there was a list of items, and I don't know where it came from, that was supplied where that had a few of those that were marked up because we went from about 60 meetings down to a more reasonable number.
That document came from me, and I that was just a suggestion that I put in you guys' boxes to look at for discussion.
Right. I seen that that was in there, and it had certain deals marked out, and I didn't... you gentlemen visit about that. I think possibly that you're way closer to what we could handle than what we were at the first meetings. I personally don't know that with the way things are scheduled that I can participate in much more than what I'm doing now. If there are meetings that need to be attended and requested upon someone else couldn't make it or this and that, I wouldn't care to try to make one of those, but
the intent
is good
of this list was so that, for example, we've all received emails recently from our custodial staff. We have an emergency here. We have an emergency there. Each of us gets an email. They wait for an answer for all three of us to fix some piece of machinery that's broken, and sometimes they don't get a hold of all three of us. So if one of us could be the point person to handle those smaller things, that was the reasoning. Missouri law currently provides that one of us will sit on the University Extension Board, one of us will sit on the OCAC Board, one of us will sit on this and that. So the thinking was that it would be good when it came time to have explanations or updates from any one of those given statutory requirements that it be that particular commissioner that give that update. What I did was take the list that Jim had originally provided, which really touched on all the things we're actually going to, which was probably 30 more than what statutes require. I mean, there's a ton of things that we're attending that we're not required to attend statutorily, but it's very wise for us to be a part of it. So I eliminated those. That doesn't mean we're going to stop going to those meetings, but for to have the primary list that we could report on. I would like to come back and have the discussion, though, because I think it would be, again, important to move in that direction. But
I agree. I have experienced, and let me make it perfectly clear that I don't think that either one of you gentlemen would perceive that I've had a little bad experience taking the recommendation of certain individuals on an issue and trying to hold steady to it whenever the public asks me a question about what somebody else is giving me an answer to. And so I have a little bit of a problem with that, Ron. I think you and Jim would both understand that.
I do, and I understand that absolutely. My thinking, though, is that we would define that to be no major issue, no expense issue, unless it comes to the full body of the county commission. But
any expense issue, would come before you.
But if the door breaks over here at the judicial facility, they don't need to contact three county commissioners to get it fixed. That's where I'm headed with this. Nikki, my suggestion is, because we're getting ready to come up to you here, well, no, it's not Stephanie, I guess, on agenda request review, that on this particular one, wait for us to put it back on the agenda until we all agree to do that. Is that fair?
Uh-huh.
Is that all right?
Right. The scheduling of other particular boards and events, I know one evening here that I had to leave parts of two meetings to make the third meeting, which was very important, and that was after we had done a full day and worked a little bit overtime here as far as past the 5 o'clock hour, and then the scheduled meeting at 6, and then one at 6:30, and then one at 7, and I needed to be at all three, so I made...
And all three are not half-hour meetings either.
That's right. That's what I'm saying, and so it makes it extremely difficult to do that and to do justice to them. The only thing that I hate about posting that you're obligated to these certain board meetings or organizations that we're not mandated to go to is the fact that once it's posted, they expect you to be there. It is not a matter of...
It's not my intent to post that, other than we realize that if there's a question about that, that's who the others turn to.
Right.
And the thought was to expedite our process here.
Right. I understand all the advantages, and I just like to bring up a few of the disadvantages to make my case on this. So
those guys are gone.
I'm not talking about any individuals at all. I'm just talking about the fact that it's hadn't.
I understand.
Yeah.
I understand completely. Westlaw subscription termination. I know that we have been laboring over this for some time, but I would ask if we could move that to exec to talk to council about today and then make a decision at that time.
Sure.
I think that is a contract, and I believe that's the place for that to take place.
He has an opinion for us.
Yes.
I have the opinion.
I think the decision that we need to make is whether we approve what's owed up to this point and then terminate, or up to a specific point and terminate.
We have to give 30 days in writing, I believe.
Now, is that till August?
No.
That's immediately?
Frank believes that we have just caused right now.
We have already met the requirement that fell within the contract. With that given and with this written opinion, I don't think that we should wait any longer, because even though it's a minor amount, it costs us on a monthly basis.
I agree. So I think we should do this, but pay through this date.
Yes.
That'll be fine.
Okay. So
go with Frank's recommendation.
Yeah. Motion to terminate Westlaw subscription as recommended by our county counselor.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to terminate the Westlaw subscription as recommended by county counselor. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Do we just need to put in there then the appropriate amount to pay one time for Westlaw and just be done with it? And just do one payment and be done with it? Okay. That would be acceptable to that then?
Yeah,
then
we can be able to put that on credit card.
Okay. And just be done with it.
That would be the easiest way to go about that.
Yeah.
I'm all set to do that.
Because I have a couple of bills upstairs waiting to be paid from them.
All right. Wait, did you say from them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
County board appointments.
That's just the...
Well, we have a number of appointments. I had asked Nick if she would have that back on there so we could talk about the...
Economic partnership.
Economic partnership.
That's our liaison. What's that title for that person?
It would be an individual to serve as a liaison between the county commission and that regional board that was formed to promote economic development.
I'll move that we appoint Chet Dixon to that position.
Second.
as the liaison for the county commission to the regional economic partnership.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to appoint Chet Dixon as our liaison between the county and the regional economic partnership. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
What other positions do we have, gentlemen?
Would you, Nikki, also draft a letter and send that to Jonas, informing him that Mr. Dixon has been appointed to represent the county commission?
And then make sure Jonas contacts him because they meet at a separate time. Is there any other board appointments that you're aware of, Danny?
Just the PNC that's been hard to
fill.
The transportation board is also.
Do we have any applicants came in for those?
No.
All right, so we need to get that one next.
Could we express to the news media, although we have in the past and they've done that, could we express that they put that in the paper again?
I want to applaud the media for doing this. They've done it
multiple
three or four times, and people are just not
well
coming forth.
Let's say this, too. That board has had a tremendous effect on the decision-making power that we've used for priorities on our road systems as far as safety, amount of use, and everything. And we have done major projects off the advice of the transportation board, which was a great thing. And I would love to have someone. Now, one of the problems could be the districting, that they are not sure about where they
how big
the
it is. Yeah.
I think we had
just where is yeah. I mean, it's a big area, so that they don't know where.
Right, and if we might be able to have a little small photograph of the area or something that they would be representing, because
some
it's
some kind of defined
or some words defining the boundaries.
Right. It lays the district itself lays upon population in the area, and that makes some districts physically small and some of them extremely large on the physical size of it. And we have had applicants that have actually been interested, but they lay outside of that district. And if it goes much longer, we may have to make an adjustment. And
which district number is it, guys?
5, I believe.
It's this big old, is it 2?
Is it it's the big one over there.
Isn't it this one here?
I think it's 2.
It's yeah. 2. It's this big one.
So we're talking about
Kirbyville East.
Yeah.
Basically.
I mean, it's.
And south of, is that 160? No.
76, maybe? No? Yeah. But yeah, it's this whole. It's basically the southeast corner of the county.
I've had some people that are interested that serve on our other boards, but we have somebody serving on a board or two, then I don't want to overload them to the, because these gentlemen do meet
monthly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. So while we're talking about that, they made a recommendation on the T Highway project, and I seen 4 or 5 engineers in the MoDOT out there the other day. So maybe they're progressing on that issue.
Hopefully, yeah.
I mean, we've already put our
we've allocated the money to them,
yes.
And we've given them some money up front, I believe, too.
Of funding for that project, which is another very important one in the county, and. I was happy to see that. I think that was last Thursday or Friday that they were all congregated there.
So are we going to ask the press?
There's signs up, isn't
there? Road construction begins 5:14.
Right. I've seen all that, and they went up the day after they had their meeting there. So I didn't know any of the people there, or I would have contacted one of them.
So are we going to ask the press if they would place that in the paper? For the transportation board, the vacancy?
Yeah.
This is a good indication when the press is sitting there going like this.
I see you shaking your head. Do you want them then to contact the office to get the specifics of where the boundaries lie?
Yes.
I have maps upstairs.
Would you give that to Jan? And would you have another map made for me? That would be...
Yeah.
I just thought she might want to look at it now, but that's okay.
Mr. Hoffman, we recess for a couple, 3 minutes. I need to get a drink of water pretty bad.
Can we stand in recess until 10 o'clock, gentlemen?
That would be great.